from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson, with us. How are you, Dave?
I'm really good, thanks, Sean. Looking forward to a massive weekend.
All right, now tell us about Wendy Park tomorrow night.
Wentworth Park, we've got the two Group 3 finals. We have the Bob Payne Sprint Final, and we've got the Ladies Bracelet. Jamella Jet is the $3 tab fixed odds favourite to take out the Bob Payne, which is race number 5. And Adam Crouch is the co-trainer of Jamella Jet, along with his father, Andrew. Now, Adam's on the line. Adam, good morning. He's drawn box 1 in the Group 3 final tomorrow night. Look, you really must have been delighted to draw the cherry.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. And yeah, I mean, I spoke to the owner after the race, and he asked where we wanted to draw, and I said I was hoping for box 1. Hasn't had it in 25 starts now, so yeah, we're happy when we chose it.
Just looking at the field, there'll be speed from out wide. Tap Out Dusty's drawn the 8 and is usually a very quick beginner. Just to the outside of you, the two-dog Sunburn Highway can be moderately away, so that certainly helps Jamella Jet's cause.
Yeah, no, definitely. We like he did in the heat, and he should be in a good position coming through that first turn. And he chases that hard that he's the sort of dog, if he gets crowded, it doesn't bother him. He'll just push through or find a way, so... Yeah, we've just got to begin like he has been.
Adam, he has the ability to do good things at both ends of his races. After a tardy beginning, he won his Golden Easter Egg heat in 29 and 83. Then he took out the Ambrosoli in a barnstorming 29 and 88. But just last week in the Bob Payne heats, he flew out and clocked the personal best of 29 and 64. So he can do it at either end.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's always had those good run homes, and he's usually been doing it from the back of the field. So a lot of people were shocked to see him out in front, but I think we're zipping back and on his inside, and then once the 5 had scratched, it gave him a lot of room to bust us. So, yeah, we were quietly confident that he could have found the front through that first turn.
Adam, Jamella Jet had his first 3 starts in Tasmania. How did you come to get him?
Yeah, he was actually originally advertised on Greyhound data, and I had an owner from the harness racing that was looking to venture into Greyhounds, and long story short, we ended up purchasing him, and when we got him up, he actually had a bit of a hockey stick that our vet had found. When I spoke to the person that we had bought him off, David, he actually said, look, the moment I put him on the plane, I regretted selling the dog. He said, I'll give you money back straight away. And he said, I'm happy with how you handled everything. So he said, will you guys train him for me? And yeah, it's pretty much gone from there. And we had a few health issues along the way. I think it took us about 6 to 8 months before we actually got him back to the track with a few unrelated things. But yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, he finished down the track at his first New South Wales start at Bulleye in June of last year. That was behind the flying Pindari Express. But then he won there in 22 and 47. So that 22 and 47 win would have obviously bolstered your belief, Adam.
Yeah, no, definitely. We thought he had a chance of beating Pindari Express just based off what he'd been trialling in that first run. But unfortunately, he fractured his fibula in that race, and then he was off the scene for few more months after that. But he's shown from the get-go that he's got a lot of ability, and even down in Tasmania when he was with David, I think he went 3rd in the Hobart 1000 final and won his heat and semi. So yeah, no, he's always shown it, like he's got plenty of ability.
He's only been out of a place 3 times since. One of those was in the $1 million regional chase final, which kennel mate Big Butters won. Zipping Bailey was the runner-up in that. So look, the Greyhound is a really serious chaser. Now, following the Bob Payne, win, lose or draw tomorrow night, Adam, what's on the horizon for Jamella Jet?
Yeah, no, he's just a real hard chaser. He'll chase through a brick wall, and he's got the speed. But, yeah, look, there's a few good races coming up in the States, so we'll just see how he pulls up on Saturday night. There is a chance that we may take him down to Sandown for the Harrison Dawson heats the following week, depending on how he pulls up. But yeah, we'll just play it by ear. I know the State of Origin is coming up, and I've just received a call saying that he's been invited to that. So yeah, we'll just play it by ear and go from there. But going in the State definitely looks on the horizon.
Okay, well, the Harrison Dawson heats at Sandown next Thursday night, along with the Sapphire heats. As you mentioned, the State of Origin at Albion Park's coming up again, and of course at Capalaba they've got the Strait of Origin. So Queensland certainly doing very well at the moment, and we need our New South Wales chasers up there to take the cash off the banana benders. Now, Adam, what's the latest on another member of your kennel, Sorry Scott? Now, she won a hat trick at Wentworth Park over the summer, but we haven't seen her since February.
Yeah, she started $1.30 favourite in the last start at Wentworth Park, and she actually, during the run, she ripped one of her nails out, and sort of we were focused on that because of the blood and everything. But the following day, we ended up finding out that she had fractured her hock. So she's been out for about 3 months now, but we've just brought her back into the kennels, and she's just turned 2 years old. And she's got plenty of ability in herself, but she's coming out a real smart litter going around. So, yeah, we're looking forward to this preparation with her.
And just finally, Adam, I know you've only got a small racing kennel, but I believe you've got some nice pups about to hit the track.
Yeah, no, we've got a couple coming through. We've got one from the Fernando Bale ready to write litter that's got a ton of ability, but we've had a few health issues with her. She's almost 2.5 years old and has only had the one start back in 2018 sometime. So, yeah, she's going well, and it looks like we're on top of all that. So, fingers crossed we'll target the win maiden in June sometime. So, that's the plan for her at this stage.
Well, in the meantime, all the very best in the Bob Payne Sprint Final with Jamila Jett from Box 1 at Wentworth Park tomorrow. To you and your dad, Andrew. Adam, thank you very much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
No worries. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Adam Crouch there, Sean.
Yep, to right now. What's happening with King Kratos in the Queensland Derby?
Well, unfortunately for trainer Jason Magri last night and connections, I had to settle for third. Now, Jason told us on Going Greyhounds just the other day that King Kratos needed to jump a bit better. I mean, you always got to do that in group finals. But unfortunately, the Greyhound was only moderately away last night. The Queensland Derby went to Sinachi from Box 6 for former New South Wales and now Victorian trainer Steve White, who, of course, has won the Golden Easter Egg. Sinachi was sensational. The winning time of 29:53 was the fourth fastest recorded at Albion Park, behind Mapunga Blazer with 29:41, Dinah Double One with 29:51, and Champagne Sally with 29:52. So, Sean, victory in the Group 2 Queensland Derby to Sinachi from Box 6.
All right, now the Richmond Riches.
Yes, the Richmond Riches are coming up tonight, the heats. There's five of them, races 4 through 8. In Heat 1, Demolition Duke for Pete Lagogiani is the $1.18 tab fixed odds favourite. In Heat 2, Screaming Chop for Troy Donaldson is the tab equal favourite at $2.80 with Bland Purr for Jody Lord. In Heat 3, 7 Hour Park for Mark Knowles is the $1.80 top pick, while in Heat 4, it's Nikita Keeping for Charmaine Roberts at $2. In Heat 5, not surprisingly, Feral Frankie for Ray Smith heads the market at $1.70 tab fixed. There's been several significant scratchings, so check those race fields for details, Sean.
All right, now the gold muzzle auction at Richmond.
Yeah, it's coming up soon, 1 month away, just over a month. It's on Sunday, June 23 at Richmond. All the details are on goldmuzzleauctions.com.au, and the catalogue should be out a couple of weeks from today.
Now, we've got Adoption Day at Maitland.
This is going to be a big one. It's certainly attracting a lot of support, Sean. It's on tomorrow afternoon at the Maitland track from midday to 4. 23 greyhounds are seeking forever homes, and over 100 inquiries have already been received. Each dog costs just $75. It's a special, and those dogs are de-sexed. They're wormed and they're also microchipped. You can register, because you have to register before you go there, at GAP New South Wales, gapnsw.com.au. Good luck at Maitland tomorrow.
We've got a winner for us, Dave.
Yeah, well, it's a busy today, very busy Friday today, Sean, in New South Wales. Four meetings. Casino kicks off at 12:24 at lunchtime. The best bet is in race 3, number 3, Bokarm Bear. Race 3, number 3. Best value is in race 6, number 2, Thanks Nelly. Race 6, number 2. The Gardens at Newcastle begins at 2:51 this afternoon. The best bet is in race 5, number 7, Zipping Mystic. Race 5, number 7. The best value is race 6, number 2, Modus Operandi. Race 6, number 2. They race in the Riverina tonight at Wagga from 6:04. The best bet there is in race 9, number 2, Al's Desire. Race 9, number 2. The best value, race 11, number 6, Best On. Race 11, number 6 at Richmond. Racing commences tonight at 7:18. The best bet is in race 8, number 8, the final Riches Heat. and that's Feral Frankie, race 8, number 8. The best value is in race 3, number 8, Mocktail for Kayla Jane Coleman. And I'm sure Kayla Jane's little boy, Cash, is only about a year old and he's already hands-on with the dogs. I'm sure he'll be there cheering Mocktail on. All the details from thedogs.com.au. And Sean, a happy Mother's Day in advance to all the mums, including my mum, Rosemary, who listens to this show every morning.
Yeah, fantastic. All the best to all the mums for Mother's Day. Good on you, Dave. Have a top weekend. Talk to you Monday.
You too, Cos. Thanks.